Today in the EU, the EU convenes over Slovakia's state of democracy. Today, the European Parliament confronts the Council and Commission about the political development that have swept Bratislava. On Sunday, Slovakia elected Peter Pellegrini as the country's new president. Pellegrini is an ally of populist and pro-Russian Prime Minister Robert Fico. After Hungary, can the EU stop another country in the Union from eroding its democracy? Hello and welcome. I'm Giada Santana, and this is Today in the EU. We sat down with Zuzana Gabrižová, editor-in-chief of Euractiv Slovakia, to discuss together the latest developments. Zuzana, how are things at the newsroom in Slovakia?
We are starting to feel some difficulties in our work since the new government came in power. Actually, there was one incident just yesterday where our colleague was verbally attacked by the Minister of Agriculture, basically accusing him of writing fake news. But of course, this is really without substance.
Pán Koreň z Euroaktivu z progresívneho liberálneho plátku. V prvom rade by som vám chcel povedať jednu vec, že
more importantly, the attack was just supposed to cover the basic fact that the ministry did not reply to a very legitimate question. And this is an issue that the ministry is not communicating about enough. Also, sadly, this is not an exceptional situation these days, because here in Slovakia, various members of the current government adopted a practice when they do not communicate with media.
And so I can imagine that with the election of the new president, Peter Pellegrini, the situation has gotten even more tense. Is that the case, or were you expecting that?
Well, we will see what the election of Peter Pellegrini will mean for the media, because the attack on the independent media that is going on is already ongoing, it's deliberate, it's systematic. And the government itself is saying very, very openly that now any plans that they might somehow be withholding before the elections, they will just push ahead.
Mm-hmm. And before we delve deeper into the system reform plan that Prime Minister Fico has already initiated and started discussing about today, the European Parliament is quizzing the Council and the Commission on the discussion regarding the state of the rule of law in Slovakia. What do we mean exactly by rule of law, and what are the concerns?
By rule of law, we mean a very basic principle that defines democratic societies. It's basically the existence and the proper functioning of an whole ecosystem where constitutional principles are respected, where fundamental rights and freedoms are being upheld, what is important and relevant for Slovakia, where law enforcement authorities are free to do their job effectively, and where judiciary is independent. So all in all, it's basically about the resilience of the institutions. All of it is really under pressure in Slovakia. So I believe this is what is going to be discussed in the plenary debate as well.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned them briefly before. What are the key concerns for Slovak democracy following the election of Peter Pellegrini?
There are issues that are not directly linked to Peter Pellegrini being elect or not, but of course, in general, I mean, the election of Peter Pellegrini means that there will not be any political or constitutional counterweight for the government, which was the case has been the case with Zuzana Čaputová. She was instrumental in helping to stop some parts of the problematic penal code to come into effect by creating time slots, so to speak, for the Constitutional Court to suspend some parts of it. She also stopped one nomination in the current government, although it can be argued whether it really had any effect in what is being actually done there in the relevant ministry, that wasn't the Ministry of Environment. And Peter Pellegrini, just right after the results of the election were announced, said in no uncertain terms that he will not be acting as an opposition to the government. So this is something that cannot be expected from him.
Yes, precisely. A reform that has been at the center of public debate is the criminal system reform. And especially this reform has been connected to protests and social unrest. Why is that the case?
It came very early on after the government assumed powers. In fact, it was the first major thing they did. They presented a wide-ranging amendment to the criminal code. At the same time, they opted for a fast-track legislative procedure in the parliament, which can only and should only be used if there is a time pressure or human rights are in danger.
Doba sa zmenila a my sme sa rozhodli, že na toto obdobie temna zareagujeme.
During a press conference this week, Fico pledged to combat what he called the period of darkness by scrapping the special prosecutor's office and enacting new laws.
What it actually meant is that the discussion about it was limited. That's the procedure. More importantly is the content. And one of the most problematic elements of this reform was the dismantling of the special prosecutor's office, which oversaw the prosecution of high-profile corruption cases, many of them involving people close or directly part of the current governing coalition. Another problem with this criminal system reform is that in general, it does benefit the perpetrators as opposed to the victim.
Right. How so?
It gives more procedural rights to the person charged with a crime. You know, they will be able to postpone the beginning of the trial. The authority of the prosecutor assigned to the case over the proceedings has been weakened. So that's one part of it. Another part of it is that the reform introduces higher thresholds in what constitutes a criminal act. In economic terms, for example. So basically, how much you steal. And it lowers some penalties for corruption, for example.
Mm-hmm. That might be obvious for someone, especially for a Slovakian journalist, but why has Fico pushed for this to be such a big reform? What's his interest in this?
Many of the ongoing cases pertains to persons close to his party, Smer SD, even persons who are now in the parliament. Should the shortening of the statutes of limitation come into effect, many of the cases will just stop to exist, will never be prosecuted or tried again.
And in terms of accountability, another controversial reform that we've mentioned has been towards controlling the media more and more, especially reshaping the public broadcaster, the Slovak television and radio, which has been perceived so far as the most reliable network for Slovaks. It was a point of reference. Has Fico reform changed this perception?
The changes proposed are in the stage of interdepartmental consultations. So for the time being, nothing has changed. What is important in the situation, there is a really strong pushback from within the institutions, from the employees of the national broadcaster in television and in radio branch as well, which I think is important because it has not always been the case, because of course in the past there will also be some attempts to increase the political influence over the national broadcaster. But now it's different because it's so out in the open and the changes proposed are so drastic and so obvious.
Right. And so we've talked about two reforms. One is nearly done. Another is in the pipeline. But are there any other expected changes with this new government?
So there are several other problematic laws or changes of law in the pipeline. One of them concerns NGOs. This is something similar that was passed in Hungary. Where NGOs who receive a certain amount of money from abroad will need to be officially labeled as organization with a foreign support. The other thing is weakening the protection of whistleblower. That is something that is going on. It is also part of the criminal code reform, but also the authority that oversees the protection of whistleblowers is under attack in Slovakia.
The reason why we're talking about all of this is that there's going to be a debate between the European Parliament and the European Council and Commission. What measures can the EU concretely take to prevent a kind of urbanization of Slovakia? And is that something that the EU can actually do?
After the elections, the Prime Minister Robert Fico said in a video that there are no signs so far that they will be willing to budge. On the contrary, what the Prime Minister is saying, he's willing to to sacrifice even the European funds and he's preparing the public for the possibility.
In a social media video, Fico suggested the European Commission might withhold EU funds due to political motives and because of the presidential election outcome. To be more specific, the PM said that the West might penalize Slovakia for electing Peter Pellegrini over Ivan Karchuk, who would not hesitate to deploy Slovak soldiers to Ukraine.
The analysis of this statement is that he's basically preparing the country and his voters for the very probable reality that Slovakia might lose some money, not even the regular EU funds, but the recovery fund is also a question because Slovakia is struggling with many of the benchmarks under the recovery plan and the payments that are connected. So, yeah, the discussions are ongoing, but remains to be seen how effective they would be in changing anything in substance.
So that could actually even play in his favor and kind of rise the Euroscepticism wave.
Indeed, that can definitely be the case. But surely within his electorate, Euroscepticism already is very, very high.
Thank you so much, Susanna. This was really insightful.
I'm Jada Santana, and this was Euroactives Today in the EU podcast. Visit Euroactives to stay on top of the latest news, sign up for our podcast newsletter, and if you haven't subscribed yet, you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever it is that you get your podcasts. If you haven't subscribed or followed us yet, you can do so on all streaming platforms. Make sure to leave a star review. It will really help us spreading the word about our work. This episode was produced by Miriam Sanz de Tejada, Nicoletta Ionta, and myself. See you tomorrow! As part of our commitment to accuracy, inclusion, and transparency, Euroactive is part of the Trust Project.